Again, we're talking about AMOFA, Empowering Women Farmers with Agricultural Business Management Training. Again, we started in New Jersey with Annie's project in 2011, and I took a sabbatical to Turkey in the fall of 2011 and sort of naively thought, well, I'll just take Annie's project to Turkey. And it turns out, first of all, Annie's project didn't like that idea. They said you can't use our name, so we had to come up with a different name. And we don't have that linkage between extension and the university that we have in the U.S. So luckily I had a long-term friend in Turkey, Burhan Özkan, because my daughter's half Turkish, and I had written years ago trying to take a sabbatical to Turkey before internet and so forth, and had written a letter to all the ag universities, and he found my letter sitting in a drawer 2 years after I'd written it when he came to the university. So we've been doing some research on basically vegetable production in greenhouses since I think about 2007 maybe, or even longer than that. So he knew all the contacts with the Department of Ag and the Extension Service. And Arabia Vinza, who is just fabulous in terms of organization, was working in the international office, and she helped us write a grant to Erasmus Plus to get funding to make a train-the-trainer program. Because on my sabbatical, I love going and talking to the women farmers, and I had translators, but I can't go to every farm in Turkey. So if we can train the extension educators and have workbooks for them to train more women, then obviously we could reach more people. So that was our goal, is to get funding for that. And we also spread it to other countries in Europe. And so farming is a principal economic activity in Europe. About half the population lives in rural areas. So without farming, there wouldn't be anything to keep the communities together. Just a side note, in 2013, I took some exchange students to a little village in Turkey. And the interesting thing about their farming is the houses tend to all be like in a little village, and then the farms spread out from there. So it made it very easy for us not to have any transportation. We could just walk to each other's farms from where we live. So it made it really nice to have the study abroad program for students. So women represent a substantial portion of the agriculture labor. Most of them are family-owned, and women are working alongside their husbands in the farm. So helping women thrive in farming is a policy must for the EU. So some of their 2020 strategic goals are to develop skills of people throughout their life cycle. So that's part of what we're trying to do, is give them business management training skills, computer skills, and technical production skills. We want to increase labor participation, match labor supply and demand. These are the EU goals. Improve the business environment. So that's, you know, right on to what we're trying to do. And support the development of strong and sustainable industrial base to compete globally. So I think we're meeting almost all of these goals with for the farming sector anyway. So our goals for AMOFA were to provide a comprehensive training program for extension educators or any other people who are training farmers, and then develop technical, entrepreneurial, and management skills of the women farmers through this training so that women can realize their full potential and really be empowered as businesswomen. We really wanted to have the women gain self-confidence and think of their farm as a business. We want them to learn and manage their farm, and also to network with other women. And this is one of the big pluses of Annie's project in New Jersey, because agriculture in this country tends to be so isolating, so women were so happy to be with other women. Turkey, again, the way they're structured, they don't have that isolation like we do, so they already had that. It wasn't something extra that we gave. I think in other European countries it may be helpful. They also have something they call a goon, which means day, and they basically meet one day a week in groups and share things. And so once these women have attended the AMOFA meeting, one of the things they share is what they learned, so that other women are interested in it, and they live in an ag community. So these are the partners for the AMOFA project. We had Akdeniz University in Turkey, which is in Antalya, Rutgers, the Technical University of Munich, Stutcom Study Center in Spain, VisMedNet Association in Malta, and then the Antalya Directory of Provincial Food, Agriculture, and Livestock, which is their Ministry of Agriculture, basically, the local level, and then the Antalya Chamber of Agriculture. So it's like Farm Bureau in Turkey. We had basically what we called three intellectual outputs. The first one is the Agricultural Business Management Training Educational Program book, which you can think of as kind of a teacher's manual. The second one is the Ag Business Management Education Workbook for 10-day training. So that's a workbook where women can actually fill out sections, and if they fill out the whole workbook, they have their business plan to take home. And then we have e-learning videos, which take each one of those chapters of the training workbook and condense it into like a 5-minute video. So you can go online. I'll have the website on a slide later on. And you can see that in English, Turkish, German, and Spanish. And I think there's also one video in Maltese, since the technical videographer was in Malta. So we basically have 5 languages. So the Agriculture Business Management Educational Program book is a teacher's manual, and that is available online in those 4 different languages. It's intended to be used as curriculum for people to train in a 10-day workshop in local training sessions like the one I mentioned in the last talk. And it's fairly thick, so they can pick and choose what applies to them. And the target there was, again, greenhouse vegetables. So controlling pests and all the fertilization and so forth is targeted to vegetables produced in greenhouses in Europe. We also included some information on the regulations in Europe, the EU regulations, some links for that as well. So then the workbook, you see we have a description of what's important for each section, an example in blue here, so they see what, say, a mission statement. Why do I need a mission statement? Here's an example of one, some description, and then you see some lines there where they actually fill out and make their own mission statement. And one of the things that we have done in Annie's project in New Jersey and carried that through Suzanne's project in Turkey and now MOFA is that networking part of sharing. We send them home and say, okay, do a mission statement. Then we have them share the next time, and that's been really helpful at building a better mission statement and networking with each other and helping the whole farm community. The e-learning videos are at that link below, and we had a woman who's participating in the project who is Spanish. She has a little bit of a Spanish accent, but I think her videos are just great, the way she could take our business management training and combine the important elements down into like 5 minutes of each section. I think she did a really good job there, and it's also available for other languages. I was just doing a training session in Nicaragua, and it was great, since that's a Spanish-speaking country, that I had these Spanish videos to use to help them manage their farms in a Spanish-speaking country. So you're still typing the the address. So we asked, then the workbook has questions. There's a pre-exam to where are you in terms of your farm, what do you raise, how long have you been doing it, those kind of things. So there's a questionnaire there as well. In terms of the information I'm giving you now, this was one of our first training sessions that we had in Munich, Germany, when we were meeting developing the program. So these were some German and Turkish extension educators that we brought for the first time to train them. Again, their age is young, just like with the women farmers. About 39.3 years was the average age. About half and half, but 46.2% were female. So we have a lot of male extension educators, but we're seeing a few more women come along. The gal in the middle is a Turkish extension educator who was just fantastic at helping us with this. She was working with one of our partners, and you can see she's presenting the diploma then when she went back to Turkey to train people there. So one of the first things we did was show them some videos of Annie's project, Suzanne's project, and how Amofa got started, and then asked them to do this risk assessment. So as you can see, they've almost, out of a score of 1 to 5, they all felt pretty confident after we had the training that they can go and train women farmers in their country. In Turkey, when we started in 2011, there had been no attempt to do farm management training through extension to men, women, anybody. So this is a whole new thing. They're usually trained in production, you know, pathology, managing insects, fertilizing, and so forth. So giving them the information so they can do the business management training is new for them. And I'm not sure about the other countries, but at least for Turkey it was new. But they feel confident that they can do a business plan. They have that big teacher's manual now to help, and they also have the workbook where the women can fill out the workbook. I think two of the most empowering parts of the business management training that I've done is developing a mission statement and doing a SWOT analysis. And those are the hardest part to get people to do, especially the mission statement, is to understand what a mission statement is. It isn't just I grow tomatoes in a greenhouse, okay? But one of the women at the end of the first session that I did say her mission statement was I grow healthy food for healthy people. So she was wanting to go more to sustainable production, and she was the one that also wants to go get an education in college after learning that. So that's very empowering, and they go in and they're very proud saying, I have a mission. And they went from saying, I just thought that I'm a peasant and my job is not important, to I'm growing this really healthy food to make a healthy world. So that's what I'm most proud of. But you can see the extension educators feel that they can cover all the parts of a business plan now. And we divided it into business management, technical knowledge, and computers, and they think they can really cover everything. So they now have the knowledge to go and lead these educational programs. So we did do the 10-day workshops in Germany and Turkey and Spain, and I think even in Malta. We even had two Maltese women come to one of our training sessions when we were meeting in Spain. So you can see they are very proud of filling out their workbook and doing their business plans and sharing with each other. And you see there we have one little guy attending. So hopefully the next generation will want to farm as well. Here is the website where you can find those e-learning videos. You can find the educational program and the workbook for the women in all, I think, 5 languages, actually, because English, Spanish, German, Turkish, and Maltese. So just Google Amofa, and I think it will come up. And we do have a Facebook page that we do post occasionally. I think we were, quite honestly, a little more active in the early days, but we need to keep up with that a little bit better. And we also have a Twitter account, but I think the main thing is the web page where you can find all the educational materials. And I think I may have a little bit of time to answer a question or two. Yes. No, we try to space them out. Usually when I was doing them, I'm only in the country for two weeks consecutively, so they get more compressed than I would like. But I think the ideal thing is maybe 2 days a week, one business management, one technical, and then stretch it over 5 weeks so that it gives them time to sink in and do their homework. And, you know, I think it's too quick if you try to do it so compressed. That's my opinion, yes. The idea is that we get trainers within. Oh, where do the trainers come from? Are they from Turkey or Europe or the U.S.? The idea is that we're training trainers within each country to train the people in their country.
But they train them to bring them. Do you invite people from the university farmers, the trainers, or you bring them from the U.S.?
We didn't take anybody from the U.S. They were all, like in Spain, it was people in Spain who were from the Extension Service that were trained to then go out and train the Spanish farmers. The same thing in Turkey. We did have some people from the university and Extension Service working together and training. The idea is that we hope to get the Extension Service up to snuff so they can take over and that they're trained, and then they can go out and train the women. And it's within the country, because it's much better if you have somebody that speaks Turkish and understands the language and so forth. Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank